Uh-oh, the cats are in a fight.
Coming to you live from the stop-off between the Bay Area and Tahoe, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now wishing he were somewhere cooler, too, here's Nate.
You know, next week we will be somewhere cooler. We're going to see Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone in this room, except for the cats and Becca, are going to see Raw next Monday night.
I'm so sad I don't get to go. I really want to go. I had a blast last time you took us, Nate.
So, let's sort of delve into this a little bit. What are you going to be doing that means you can't go and watch large men slam each other into the mat?
Well, Wednesday morning, when listeners are listening to this podcast, I will be in the car driving to North Fork, California for a 10-day silent meditation retreat. And listeners of this podcast know that I like my silence, but I've never had 10 days of it.
So much.
It's a lot of silence.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
And the fun part is that on the day that I return, that I drive back from North Fork and presumably will break my silence for the first time in 10 days, we are also recording a podcast that day. So we'll see if I'm just like mute at that point or if I have like 10 days worth of stored up information and you can't get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, we're recording a little early that week because I'm going on a road trip.
Yay!
Road
trip!
To Portland and Seattle. Ooh, so there'll be many stories from that.
Portland.
Also going to do Crater Lake.
Nice.
I believe.
Crater Lake's awesome.
So just want to remind everybody, if you'd like to contribute to the show, if you'd like to have your voice heard, you can do that by calling our listener line. And the number is 818-861-6283. It's voicemail, so no one's going to answer. Just go ahead and leave a message, and we might play it back on the show.
Ugh, it's like Speak Out, but on the phone.
Right.
And you can actually get your message heard. Aww. Unlike Speak Out, the real Speak Out, mm-hmm. where I can't get onto it, but...
See, here's what I'm picturing for your silent retreat is you're going to get in your car on the way back and you're going to do nothing but talk to yourself the rest all the way down.
La 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 because I can.
You're going to be terrible at that first Starbucks stop. Hi, Starbucks barista. Guess what I've been doing? How are you? What's going on? Please tell me everything. Let me tell you about my week.
Oh, is that caffeine? Can I have that pastry? Like, you guys, you will laugh if you see that they sent me a schedule of the retreat and it's like, okay, you wake up at 4 a.m.
Nice.
And you go to bed at 9. And there's only two meals a day. So they call it partial fasting. So you eat at like 6 or 7 in the morning. And then you eat at like lunch. And then that's it. And it's funny because they have everything sort of broken up into like, you know, at 4 a.m. you're doing this. At 6 a.m. you're doing this. At 8 a.m. you're doing that. But every single thing is just like meditation. So it's like meditate in your room, meditate in the group hall, meditate with the instructor, meditate on your own.
Think about what you've done.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's so funny. They're like, here's your schedule. But it's like, there's no surprise. It's all meditation.
I'm so curious. Like, also that sounds like, is it all like nice, healthy food?
I think it is. It's vegetarian. Yeah, it's vegetarian. And I guess it's good that they aren't going to feed me that much because I'm just going to be sitting for 10 days. So, you know.
No, you're going to be meditating.
Is there no yoga or anything? I would imagine there'd be some.
They frown on yoga.
Could you do, I mean, what if you just like busted out a warrior or something, you know?
I think I can do it in my room. I'm not clear whether I have my own room or not, but I think you can do yoga in your own room. But they have this whole thing about it's a little bit puritanical in that they don't, I've never been there before, so I'm just going off what they have printed and sent to me. They don't want the sexes to like mix and distract each other. Oh. So the men and women sit separately. You're not allowed to wear like tight yoga clothes. And I think that's why they say no yoga poses.
Cause nothing sexier than dead silence.
But I think there is walking. You're allowed to walk outside.
Oh, there you go.
So it's kind of like prison.
It's like prison, but yeah. You can't talk.
Yep. There you go. Also, if you want to contribute to the show, you can email us. Oh. We have a Gmail address.
Ooh.
That's right. Rocket mail dead to me. It's NateDarlingShow@gmail.com. Because if we learned anything, it's to be taken seriously. You have to have a Gmail account.
Not an AOL Ooh. Account.
Exactly.
Gordy Little.
But Hotmail's still fun.
Coming up on the show today, in addition to that, we're going to see Oprah. You know the whole Radon Chong thing?
Oh, yeah. I wish I could forget it.
Oprah has responded.
Oh, good.
We've got more Sydney Leathers news.
Ooh.
That's right. New Sydney Leathers news. And something that I'm very anxious to hear everybody's response on. It's sort of a viral ad that hit the internet. and a new
internet.
The internet. So Ted, this past week you were in Las Vegas on a work related trip.
I was in Las Vegas on a work related trip, and I realized that I am not meant to go to Vegas because everything about it vexes me. Trying to just cross the street there is an exercise in utter frustration because you can't just cross the street. You have to go up a escalator and then cross a bridge and then go through a hotel and then go down the other side and go up to another escalator. They just want to wear down your will to go anywhere but sit in front of a machine and put your money in and spend and spend.
See,
and there's
like
no
there's no
water fountains in Vegas, so they want you to just keep drinking booze and caffeine and pass out. I'm complaining a lot. I don't like Vegas. I don't want to go back there ever again. True story. Makes sense with any money when I tried to
you
gamble.
Don't really seem like a Vegas-y yeah. person.
Was there was there anything fun that you saw or did there?
Yes, I saw Penn and Teller, and they were fantastic. They were they are so awesome. I enjoy them immensely.
That's like the one thing I wouldn't do in Vegas.
See Penn and Teller?
He bugs me.
Which one?
The talky one.
The one that talks.
Yeah, the silent one can't
bug
you.
Well, the silent one can also kind of get over it. I mean, it's sure it's fine for 10 days, but
he's a little grating. He is a little grating. He's got very strong views.
He's just so... Ugh, knows everything. All of your other systems, dear world, are stupid, and you're a stupid person for.
Yeah, he has strong views. I agree with somebody said, but their magic and their show is fantastic. So I recommend it if you like magic and fantastic.
Now the Penn and Teller magic show. It's not a whole lot of him talking about how there's no God, right? There's not a lot of atheism in it.
There's not a lot of atheism in it. There is a lot of.
There are no atheists in Vegas. Come on, please go, please go, please go. Please go, please go.
he does subscribe to the libertarian agenda quite a bit. Make it clear that he thinks it sucks that we have to go through an X-ray device when we go to the airport, and they have these like little like metal like constitution. Like no bill of rights that you can like carry on your pocket with that are made of metal, and encourages you to buy one and set off the metal detector so you can point to the illegal search and seizure thing on your little card and
now good luck with that.
Endear yourself to TSA.
Yeah, because that's what you want to do. You want to piss off the TSA. You want to piss off the people at the TSA or borderline functionally illiterate anyway.
Exactly.
And everyone behind you in line really appreciates you taking the opportunity to go through the, to make a stand in the security line.
Exactly. Taking a stand.
Exactly.
I've been to Vegas once. I did not love it. I didn't hate it. But I haven't had a burning need to go back. I would like to go see the Mob Museum, which is what they've converted the old City Hall to.
Oh, yeah.
I did do the Fremont Street Experience, which was really cool. Hmm. And that's off the strip. It's Fremont Street. It's like the older crappy casinos that no one really wants to go to. But when you go
the
at
one,
night,
like over where OJ got arrested.
Yeah. And they've got this light show on. They've got like covered streets, and there's this light show on the roof, basically in the streets. It's just really kind of cool to see, just at least once. But yeah, the strip,
the worst.
I like it. I didn't go enough before I had a kid, but you know what? I think the best casino in Vegas, way, way the hell off the strip, is Red Rock. Like one of the newest. It's out in the kind of burbs. It's like a locals one, but it is gorgeous. Ooh. Really nice and pretty, like not the insanity of the strip. Still the classic elements, like the warm lighting, lack of windows.
Did you get to see the Bellagio fountain?
I did actually. I did see the Bellagio fountain actually from my hotel room, and it's quite impressive. And I like the hotels are impressive, and I like aspects of it from afar, just like standing up and looking at it. But just being in there and trying to get to my conference and following vague signs that kind of point you toward the conference center, but actually take you through the casino are kind of what get to me about Vegas.
Yeah, they want you to go through the casino.
That's all they want you to do. And I know it's not a surprise, but it's just so vexing.
Which hotel did you stay at?
I stayed at Planet Hollywood.
Oh, okay. So, Becca, have you been to Vegas?
I have been. It's been a while. And the last time I went, it was actually kind of funny. I was with a girlfriend, and we stopped at Vegas on our way. We were going to the Grand Canyon in Utah and doing this hiking trip. And we decided before we went into the desert for a while, we were going to have this like glamorous night in Vegas. And we had this idea of like old school Vegas, I guess. And so we wore like evening gowns, high heels, rhinestone jewelry. We had bobbed wigs. Like we kind of dressed kind of alike. And we were like, oh, this will be kind of fun to be like old school, glamorous, Frank Sinatra days. And so we go walking around Vegas like this, and people basically, men basically thought that we were prostitutes and that we were trolling for customers. So guys were just coming up to us, just handsy, grabbing us, talking to us, being like, why don't you come with me? Why don't you get into my car? Like, and we were like, because we just were not expecting that at all. We thought, oh, we're going to be like old Hollywood. But no, we looked like pretty women, I think. You know,
the one thing my friend warned me about before we got there is the dudes handing out strip club flyers, the cards. Yeah. He said, don't take them. Do not engage, do not take them. Because they are everywhere. It's dudes who are paid, like, whatever, to just hand out cards to tourists. And most people will just take it and, you know, but you don't engage them. Do not engage people.
Why? What happens?
Well, I didn't find out.
But oh, okay.
Basically, they'll keep you there talking.
They ask you about Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, their whole idea is to get you to the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Where Jesus is.
So if you want to go to a strip club, it's actually a really good...
Yeah, right. But the good strip clubs don't do that. The only strip clubs that hand out cards like that are the ones that are going to really rip you off.
Oh.
More so than a strip club does rip you off. Yeah, that's a fun fact. Your best strip clubs, not really having people out on the street going, hey, come on here. It's not a carnival game for them because they've got really attractive women. They treat their customers well. And so people go and they come back. The places that are real carnival barkers, there's a reason for it. It's like any carnival game. Hey, come on up. You want to win something for your lady, don't you? Come on. Are you scared to play? Come on.
The worst.
Yeah. So, Christiana, you were away this weekend?
I was. I went to Santa Cruz because my two nephews had birthdays.
Yay.
One turned one and one turned seven.
Happy birthdays.
One of them will remember it.
Yes. Well, one of them will remember both of them. One of them will remember neither.
Right.
So it averages out if they both remember.
But it was a nice weekend. It was mostly, you know, chill, just family. And we did stop by the beach before we got on the road yesterday to head back. And
I saw some pictures.
And that was fun. We were 0% prepared. The kid had a swimsuit, Rob had swim trunks. I was like, I'm just going to sit on the beach.
Mm.
So I was only wearing my jeans and kind of rolled up the pant legs. And the beach was, as beaches frequently are, like it was really far from the edge, like from the start of the beach down the sand to get to the water.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of debris.
Oh.
Like bits of, you know,
Japan.
Charred stuff in Japan and horrible. Who knows what else. So it was a long, like, painful slog across the sand. And so I took my little girl out, jumping in the waves. And it was some of the worst riptides. I have never seen such pronounced riptides. Like,
what just happened?
I was trying
Becca
to be really
attacked.
I was trying to be really subtle so as not to upset the podcast. But, yeah, I have got
had a claw in your foot.
Stuck in my foot, yeah.
Well done.
He'll do that.
So we took the kid. I took the kid sort of wave jumping at the edge of the water trying to avoid going next to the riptide parts lest we both get sucked out to sea. And she had a great time. She kept going again. We run back in, the water would splash, you know, up to her knees, only on kind of on my ankles. And then I traded out with Rob when I couldn't feel my feet anymore.
Good plan.
It's cold. And everything was fine until one wave came and splashed. Like, it's not like the whole wave crashed over her head, but it splashed up her front. And just slobbed a bunch of water in her face.
That's no fun.
She came running back crying and just was spitting and drooling for like a good 3 minutes. And tasted so bad.
I saw that picture and I'm like, that is not a happy face.
No. But I do love, although I hate tagging and vandalism, I do love that the bench on which she sat to have her little meltdown right by her head. Someone had wrote, get it, girl. like, it's just funny because there's a little picture of a attitude-y toddler with a get it girl message. So, and she got it, if by it you mean a wave to the face.
There you go.
Yeah, good times.
I got my first massage this weekend.
That was your first one?
Really?
It was.
That's awesome.
Oh, hon, we got to get you to Happy Day Spa.
Oh, we should all go. That's after Raw. Then our next podcast field trip is Happy Day Spa.
Because that shit is $20, yo.
But do you have to have like a membership?
No.
Really?
It is genius.
It's 25 in a Thomas, but if you drive down to the one on Stockton Boulevard, it is $20. It's worth it. It's worth it. But I'm pretty sure they all have, I think it's the old Fantastic Sam's model, because I noticed that, like, both locations I've been to, they all have similarly, like, they're all Tom, Luke,
Yeah.
Dave. Oh, interesting.
Uh-oh.
So, I don't know. Anyway.
So, how was your massage?
It was okay. I almost didn't make it because, and I got lucky because I did a full cat box clean in the morning.
Say you got lucky.
It's before that. So I had to go out and I had to throw the big trash bag out, and I walked by my car and I had a flat tire. Completely flat.
Boo.
And this is Saturday morning. It's right around 8 a.m. and I'm like, fuck. So I go to the farmer's market, walk over to the farmer's market, get my stuff for the week. By the way, I love the Midtown Farmer's Market. And they keep adding stuff too. So it's growing all the time. And then I come back and I'm like, damn it. Because like this, it's so soft, like I can push in the sidewall with my thumb.
Oh.
It's got no air in it. So it's not like I can drive it anywhere. So I'm like, damn it. So I walk over to Ace Hardware, which is a few blocks away, get a can of Fix-A-Flat, which is not the best stuff in the world, but it'll get you through in a pinch, and pump the tire full of that stuff. And then you got to drive like 2-3 miles to get it to seal. So it's sealed up and I was able to make my appointment, and that was great.
Yay.
So yeah, hour-long Swedish massage. Went to Zen Spa out in Roseville.
Why that one?
Because it was recommended by somebody.
Cool.
Ah.
That's why. One of my friends recommended it. She goes there. And
did it live up to the promise?
It was good. It's I think I just need more. I think I was just so tight that it didn't get it all out.
You want more of like a deep tissue, like harder pressure?
Probably, because I went with medium because it was my first massage, yeah. And I wasn't real sure. But it was an hour-long massage, so that, I mean, it was good. And yesterday, everything kind of hurt, but I was warned about that. And today I feel okay. It's just one of those things that I'd never done a massage. So it was interesting to kind of see what it was all about, how much it was, and so yeah, it was all right.
What was the occasion of getting it this particular time?
I've had a really tight back the past week or so, and I'm like, you know what, now's the time to break the ice. And I've been looking at like Groupon deals, but from talking to people, they're like, yeah, but you never know what you're gonna get,
right?
Like so, a box of chocolates.
Yeah, I mean, you could get the best massage ever, or it could be a nightmare. So I decided to go with someplace that somebody I know had been to and recommended.
That's cool. Massage and chiropractic go really well together, and that should help.
Yeah, and I may actually need an adjustment too, so that could be part of it.
This reminds me also, I don't think I've ever told you this, but Ted and I laugh about it sometimes. There's a massage therapy place kind of near our house, and I think how you pronounce the name is Innate Touch, but they spell it N letter 8. Touch. And so we're always like, it's Nate Touch. So I don't know.
It's really quite heavenly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we all, every time we pass it, we're like, it's Nate Touch. We have to tell Nate about this place.
And now we told him and everyone else.
By the way, I am available to endorse your touching place. if the price is right.
Place.
But we're all going to go to Happy Days Boston, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
$20.
I'll give it a shot. Want to mention this. I can't go because I'm out of town, but I got this because I've adopted animals at the Front Street Animal Shelter. It's the Paws to Party, P-A-W-S to Party, August 23rd from 6 to 9 p.m. at the California Auto Museum, which is 2200 Front Street. It benefits the animals at the City of Sacramento Front Street Animal Shelter. They are going to have live music, food, wine and beer, a silent auction, and it's all to help save lives. You can get your tickets at sacpetsearch.com, or you can call them at 808-8166. And here's some of the cool things they're going to have. The tickets are $30 in advance, $40 at the door. They're going to have stuff from local restaurants like Aioli, Bodega Espanol, Tower Cafe, Cupcake Craving, Icing on the Cupcake. There'll be cupcakes, apparently.
Mm.
Nothing Bunt Cakes. Huh? Dos Coyotes, Chef Booker T, Chicago Fire Pizza, Formoli's, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op, ARC Culinary School, Cupros, Two Moms Catering, and Rubio's. Plus delicious drinks from wineries and breweries like American Brewing Company, Barefoot Wine and Bubbly, Woodbridge, Happy Brewing Company, Lagunitas, Michael David Vineyards, Roostallers, Southern Wine and Spirits, Speakeasy, Track 7 Brewery, and much more. And they're all going to have live music, too. It says, human guests only, please. So, again, that's coming up on August 23rd, and you can get your tickets at sacpetsearch.com. if you'd like to go do that.
Specious bastards.
And I and both of my little monsters were adopted from the Front Street shelter.
Yay.
Aww.
So if not for them, I would not have them in my lives. So you ever think it's not good to be too honest?
It depends on the situation, I think.
Okay. Well, a reporter from Alabama has been relieved of her job after posting a list of confessions about said job, including my best sources are the ones who secretly have a crush on me, and I've taken naps in the news car.
She's dumb.
She's
I don't know. I don't really feel bad for her.
Well, as will happen when dumb people get fired from TV jobs. She went on the Today Show.
Now to Alabama, where a local television reporter is making headlines for her very revealing blog posts that have now cost her her job. With the story, here's NBC's Janet Shamlian.
For Way 31 First News at 11, I'm Shay Allen.
In Huntsville, Alabama, she was a daily fixture on the evening news.
The most wanted man in the valley is now back in custody.
Shay Allen covered a range of stories for ABC affiliate WAAY.
Pausing midway for a live report.
But it was her after-hours foray into social media, her personal blog, that's now making national headlines.
Confessions of a redheaded reporter.
Among her disclosures, she's napped in a news car, gone braless during a live report, is frightened of old people, refuses to do stories involving them, and her best sources are those who have a crush on her.
Well, I was thinking that I was being snarky and funny. I certainly didn't think it would come to this.
Her bosses weren't laughing. Allen says she was fired 3 days later.
By the way, let me just point out that everybody who thinks they're funny, you're probably not.
Oh.
Just saying. Not you guys.
Oh, okay.
Not you guys in the room.
Okay,
I mean,
people
who are like, oh, no.
We don't think we're funny. We fucking know it.
Exactly. And they're like, I'm funny. I'm creative. No, you're probably not. But moving on.
The station told NBC News it couldn't comment on personnel matters.
I know it sounds cliche, but I'm in this business to make a difference, and my ability to do so has been taken away.
Experts say social media is a smart tool for journalists, but can blur lines between the personal and professional.
I think a lot of younger professionals are so used to posting about their personal lives on social media that maybe they don't have the same filter as those of us who didn't have that option when we started our careers.
The blog isn't Allen's only outlet on the internet. There's her YouTube channel, sometimes equally candid.
This is me sitting in my car, waiting to do a story about nothing and getting paid less than most McDonald's managers.
Allen says despite the controversy, she's committed to reporting and hopes to be back in front of the camera soon. For Today, Janet Shamlian, NBC News, Houston.
Well, we asked our viewers what they thought. Was this blog post a fireable offense? We'll put the results on the screen. 52% said no, 48 said yes. That's a pretty close call for our viewers.
Yeah, your viewers are idiots, too.
It's absolutely fireable. One of her confessions was that she's stolen mail.
Yeah.
Like, that's a felony. Yeah, you know, that's like a good. That's a crime, you know? And just to say things like, sometimes I go braless and I hate old people. Like,
you don't.
What?
It doesn't make you look good.
No, it's terrible. You're a reporter. I don't know. I feel like she's trying to be more of a personality than a journalist.
Yeah, well, as evidenced by the YouTube channel. And
right.
That never works out well. If you want to be a serious, let me just pull aside the little cub reporters right now. If you want to be a serious journalist, don't have a YouTube channel. You can have one, but the only thing you should have on it is like your reports, but you probably can't because those are copyrighted. So don't do that. Keep those for your reel so that you can get out of a little fuckwater market like East Bumfuck Alabama so that you can actually make more than a McDonald's manager as a reporter. And then you don't have to complain about it because you're never going to get there by doing this. You'll get your one hit on the Today Show, but everyone will have forgotten about you in 2 weeks. Anybody in this room remember the name of the guy who opened his first night as an anchor by saying fuck on the air?
It was AJ, and he's bartending now, and maybe he can get her a job behind the bar.
Yeah, what's his last name?
Clement. Was that it?
Clemente? You're close, but I guarantee you most people don't know.
Clamato?
I honestly do
Chlamydia.
Not know why I know that because I can't remember anything. But
yeah, it's AJ Clemente. His co-anchor, Van Chu, has also
you're
left
welcome.
Fargo.
Oh.
She announced that on Twitter today. She's going home to the Bay Area. She does not have a job. So there you go. Yeah, it's fireable. But just come on, be smart, people. Just if you've got a job and you'd like to hold on to it, don't put stuff on social media that you wouldn't say it to your boss.
Here, here.
If you go, hey, boss, check this out. I've got a great rape joke. Then go ahead, put it on social media. But if your boss would frown on that, probably don't do that.
And not just your boss, because maybe you have this like freewheeling environment, but your future bosses, you know, right. Like anywhere you want to go. If bosses in general would not approve of this.
Or just your readers and your fans who are following
your
you.
Mother.
You might offend someone. Anyone who can complain and get you fired. Old just don't do it.
People. Well, I mean, if you want to be a journalist and be taken seriously, you have to operate a little bit differently than, you know, somebody who writes, say, a tech blog. Although you can't go on. I mean, Ted, you can't go on social media and say ridiculous things.
But I do. But no, I'm agreeing with you 100%. I'm not trying to contradict you at all.
So, I mean, if Ted were to go on and talk about how Apple is the worst thing in the world and he would rather smash his balls with a MacBook Pro than actually have to use one, he probably would face a little backlash from his employer.
It's probably true. No, anything on Facebook that I think will get me fired, I try to keep private. Maybe I'm flirting with fate. I don't know.
Ooh,
flirting with fate.
But the Today Show, as vapid as it can be, I feel like the hostess brought up an interesting point, which is that...
I love that you call her a hostess.
Oh, what would
no,
you call her?
Hostess.
Okay, hostess.
Did you
okay,
say
sorry.
Hostess?
I guess I did.
It sounded like hostess. That's fine.
I don't know. Whatever.
No,
I said.
No, Twinkie though.
Sorry if that was weird or disrespectful. But what I was trying to say was that she had said that younger generations don't have the same filter, and eventually those younger generations are gonna be bosses. And are we all in this room just kind of older? Are we? Soon in 10 years going to be dinosaurs, and everybody who's a young professional is going to be talking about whether or not they're wearing a bra and whether or not they commit minor crimes, and that's going to be fine.
Well, that's fine if that's the standard of behavior that's accepted by bosses and employers, but you can talk about that, but I mean, man, think back to when you were like 19, 20, 21, mm-hmm. and your sort of take on the world and how stuff wasn't fair and that people, you know, older people didn't really get it and you were smarter and how this was going to happen. And then you learn stuff and you sort of evolve and you grow. And society does evolve and grow, and you don't necessarily turn into your parents. But you do have a growth and a progression, hopefully, that you're not acting like a 19-year-old when you're 35.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Yeah, I think people, they have more standards still. I mean, just because things seem like a good idea and you have a bigger platform to say, this seems like a fine idea when you're in your 20s now, thanks to social media. But, you know, by the time this girl or the rest of her cohorts are older, I think... standards will still be a thing.
Yeah, of course, but they'll move a little bit as they have, but it's not going to go that far. So now, usually when a YouTube video gets 4 million views in 4 days, you could reasonably expect Justin Bieber or someone like that to be involved, but not so for HelloFlow's first ad. It's a supposedly clever, ever so slightly subversive viral hit called Camp Gyno. Let's take a listen to this internet gem.
And no one knew me at camp. I was just a big random loser. Then things changed. I got my period. The red badge of courage. I was the first one to get it. So I was like the expert. I became the camp gyno.
I'm a queen bee, come get it. No tripping. I got everything you need. I'm a queen.
It's a serious responsibility. From now on, you get these. From me. I'm like a counselor now.
Listen up, ladies. Menstruation demonstration.
For these campers, I was their Joan of Arc.
Your sword, your shield.
It's like I'm Joan and their badge is the Ark.
Oh, what hurt.
No.
Suck it up and deal with it.
I guess the power got to my head a little bit.
This is your life now.
Popularity can do that.
I know it's that time of month for you because I know your cycle.
But as quickly as it began, it was over. Girls stopped coming to their appointments. Then, I found out why. The whole camp started getting friggin' care packages in the mail with tampons and panty liners and candy, all perfectly timed for their cycle. It's like Santa for your vagina. How could a camp gyno compete with that?
Yeah, it's a new company called Hello Flow. So, ladies.
It's the same model as the Dollar Men Shave Club or whatever it was. You know?
Sort of.
It's smart, except that my first thought was like, oh, the panic when you're stressed or something puts off your cycle and your box comes and you're like, shit, where's my period? Oh my God, I'm pregnant. What the fuck? But it's just like, you know,
and then you eat the candy in a panic, and then when it comes, you don't have it anymore.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you're
Those
right.
Those are the real problems.
Yeah. This is kind of, it's not disturbing, but it's really weird to me, because you know how when you finish a YouTube video, you've got like a whole collage of different videos. Do you, I don't know if you can see what this one is.
Boobs.
It's a topless woman.
You like periods, you like boobs.
Yeah. And below it, it's a dude with a guitar.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was,
Why? What do you think about this video? You had lots of, interesting diction choices in your introduction.
Diction.
I found it amusing. I thought it was funny. I didn't see where they were going with it, because I watched it clean without reading about it. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it ended. I'm like, well, yeah, that'll happen after 3 days or so.
Yeah.
I'm like, so what's the rub? And okay, then they're doing this.
Aha.
So to speak. It's clever. I think it's something that has definitely made a splash. People know about them now, which is kind of the deal. I don't know how many women are going to sign up for it.
I also think it's weird that there's that the first thing the girl goes for is tampons. I call shenanigans on that.
Really? I started with tampons.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, that's a lot of information for the podcast. I apologize. As soon as that came out of my mouth, I'm like, that was really personal.
Well, it's appropriate for the conversation. But, it's not out of nowhere.
But I loved this video just because it was just nice to see something in this spirit. You just don't see that very often. Like when she said Red Badge of Courage, I was like, why have I never thought of that? That's so cute, you know? And I don't know, Christiana, did you grow up in the era where it's like you have the girls all meet in like fifth grade or sixth grade, and you get the little booklet you can take home?
Like
to your
a little
mom.
Care box with like a pad and coupons, you know?
And like that's pretty much it. You take it home and it's like, I don't know. I think I would have, I'm the kind of girl that if somebody sent me a care package with candy in it and everything, like, congratulations, you're a woman, here's the Snickers, like, I probably would have really dug it. So I don't know. I just found this whole thing kind of funny and cute, and
it's like a service for all, like, you can sign up, like, we can sign up for it.
Oh, can
it to
we?
You. Yeah, that's its
for,
point,
like,
is
teenagers.
It's, no, it's a monthly thing, so that you never have to put it on your to-do list to like go out and buy stuff. You just subscribe and it shows up.
I could
perfectly
see
timed. And that's why I'm saying, like, then you freak out the 1 month where you're like,
right,
why is the box here, my period's not shit.
I could see how that could be cool, because like it sucks when you're like, oh my God, I gotta go to the store like right this second, you know, because I didn't figure it out.
Because the last day of your last period, you're always like, oh, I have like a month to go buy more.
There.
It's no problem. It's cool. I'll be at Target sometime.
Yeah. So I could see the appeal of that. Although I'm always trying not to eat candy. So there's that. Do they have all
it's
the brands, or do
candy.
They only have their own brand?
Haven't looked at it.
Yeah,
I haven't either.
It may be like Dollar Shave Club, where you get their brand.
Yeah, like,
oh, you can't do off-market, or like off-brand tampons.
No,
like, no.
You don't wanna,
like, I tried to do the health. They have like ones at the health food store that are like, they're made in Europe and they don't have any, you know, they're not bleached with anything bad for you and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, I don't know, they're made out of like sunshine and dandelions, but they do not hold together.
Yeah.
And no, it
sometimes
is
you
a
need
mess.
Chemicals and stuff.
Yeah, it is a mess. Something about the toxic bleach keeps things in line in a way that you need.
I remember having the I think, yeah, fifth or sixth grade, we did the special class menstruation, becoming a woman. And then it was like, and then that's the time period where you're compulsively rereading Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Oh yeah.
And like keeping it, like paying attention to which girls get it and don't.
Yeah.
And then like a lot of, you know, all my friends got it and I didn't, and I sort of forgot about it for a while.
Ah.
So then when I did get my period, it was like, what the hell is happening?
Oh no.
And didn't like didn't put together the symptoms, you know, like,
yeah,
gosh, my back hurts, that's weird, I feel a little sick, that's weird. And I remember coming home and telling my mom, and she's like, you know, I kind of thought that was coming. And I'm like, thanks for telling me. What mystical signals was I sending?
Wow.
And then I made her swear not to tell my grandmother, because when my older sister got her period, all my grandmother could do was, I think she called everyone in the family. Like,
oh my goodness.
Jackie's a woman. And I was like, no, I don't. That cannot happen. Right. Never speak of this again.
Oh,
so
why is that a thing funny. The world needs to know about?
I don't know. Well, I mean, you had a bar mitzvah.
That's not the same.
It's exactly the same, but without the gifts.
Not even a little.
Yeah, you don't get a party.
No. You have a sweet 16. That's not the same.
You don't get
don't
a
know.
Party. You get tampons.
Sweet 16
so
is
it.
Not tied to your, well, hopefully by the time.
At a certain point, I'm guessing the tampons are just as welcome as any party.
No.
Okay, fine.
I mean, they're welcome because you don't want to have an accident, but it's not like
they never really becomes
fun.
Like an awesome thing unless no. you're afraid you're pregnant, in which case it's like, oh my God.
Yay. Oh, oh yeah, God. That's true. There is that.
So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, Ted is back with the show now. I think he checked out for a moment.
Well, she said vag. That was funny. I've never heard a little girl say vag before.
I know. That is kind of funny. I like it.
In a Joan of Arc metaphor, which was impressive. So that's my two cents.
All right. So I'm hoping this is the last of the Anthony Weiner business, but it probably won't be. Sydney Leathers, the lady who was doing the sexting with him.
No, just because you sex doesn't mean you're not a lady.
No, I didn't say it was, but she
ladies
does.
Ladies can sex if they want to.
From TMZ, she does have a history of hooking up with internet sugar daddies. She was on a website called Seeking Arrangement. Yeah, she's targeted men on the internet for more than 3 years, actively recruiting and juggling multiple sugar daddies who paid up to $4,000 a pop to connect with her. Jesus.
$4,000 a pop to connect with her?
Mm-hmm.
See, I thought it was funny that this article made a point of saying, like, she has never accepted money for sex. And I was like, well, if you want to get technical, like, if it costs $4,000 to go on a date with her.
Do we know she put out?
No, we don't.
We don't.
We don't. I put most of the blame on really dumb guys.
I mean, my conversation is so stimulating. I'm sure I could at least get, like, $400 for a date.
Well, is there a guy? I mean, are there guys who... for whom the paying is part of the thrill? You know, like, is there somebody for whom a $4,000 date, paying for a $4,000 date is part of a fantasy?
You should ask Elliot Spitzer.
Or are they just dumb?
You know, I think a lot of it is dumb. I think it combined with, I have $4,000 to blow on whatever.
No, to be blown. Oh, sorry. Never
no,
mind.
No, allegedly.
Gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah, she went on the Howard Stern show. She proudly announced that... let's see. So, yeah, the hookup site SeekingArrangement.com described herself as a 22-year-old naughty but nice student. She proudly announced that she's, quote, looking for a discreet, mutually beneficial relationship, a.k.a. sugar daddy. Sources close to Sydney tell TMZ she's been trolling these kinds of sites since she was 19, and guys would give her anywhere from $200 to $4,000 to chat, Skype, share pics, or meet for dinner. She claims she never had more than three at once. Never took money for sex.
Whoa, never more than three sugar daddies at once.
Correct.
Okay, she was juggling, not at one meeting. Got it.
And she told Howard Stern that she never got money from Anthony Weiner, but admitted she hasn't had a knack for finding the dates. So
I'm sure she hoped for it. See, that's the thing that bothers me about this particular, well, no. The thing that bothers me about Anthony Weiner is that he is an idiot because he was eventually... going to, and all of his sexting, there was going to be a woman for whom disclosing the information was going to be just fine.
Yeah, right. And this is the one, because here we go. She has filmed a hardcore masturbation porn.
Oh.
Like, in the last week?
Mm-hmm. She paid a visit to Vivid Porn headquarters in L.A. just a few days ago.
Chatsworth, shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Question?
Yes?
What is hardcore masturbation? Do I want to know?
I believe that would be where you would actually see the vagina.
That's what makes it hardcore.
Oh, as opposed to just soft.
That would take like a transvaginal wand to do. So maybe just like the vulva. It really bothers me when people use the vagina. And everybody does. I know it's fine, but.
It's like geeks and nerds. It's just the words are important.
Right? Sorry. No, it's a physical location.
Oh, as opposed
to.
Okay.
Well, an anatomical part.
Well, you know, if she works it right, you might be able to see all the way in there. So there you go. Yeah.
She works it right. That could be super hardcore. I don't know.
So here's what happens. People at TMZ have seen it. Apparently she gets naked, strikes a bunch of stereotypical porn poses, and away she goes, strumming the old banjo, they write. It's your typical boy sex girl and girl gets a porn deal story. Vivid has the video on their website. Unclear how much she's been paid. Now, most people think Sydney wasn't hot enough for Wiener to risk his political career. So for her new porn, they gotta ask, I'd watch, yes or no. Ted, would you watch?
This particular video?
Yes.
Probably not, no.
Becca, would you watch?
I'd rather not.
Christiana, would you watch?
If it were put in front of me, sure, I wouldn't seek it out.
Okay. I guess.
I mean, I wouldn't, like, avert my eyes.
That's a good answer.
Right, yeah, I see what you mean.
But I don't really go out looking for women masturbating videos in general, quite honestly. That's just my cup of tea.
Here's one of the shots. It's a still that TMZ's posted, and they black boxed her nipples because God knows we can't see those. And it's a New York Bugle newspaper with a headline Wienergate at the top.
That's very clever, guys.
Yep.
That's porn. What do you expect?
It's another name for her vagina, vulva.
Oh, it works on so many levels.
Yeah.
Lady parts.
Her black box.
And it got so bad that she made an MSNBC host do this.
In the New York Times, making the argument that the women who are in the business of sexting are not victims but thrill seekers, she questions why Anthony Weiner is being called a pervert in all of this, and that Sydney Leathers, the woman involved, is not. And Leathers, I want to play this for everybody, actually spoke to Howard Stern and claimed how Weiner was able to lure her in. Take a look.
I think I am a little bit angry with him just because, you know, I feel like he lured me into this situation and then he didn't want to own up to it. What pissed me off was him on the campaign trail saying, oh, I've changed, and trying to act like he has this perfect marriage now and everything's just peachy.
The hypocrisy got to you.
Yeah, I was like, bullshit. I am proof that you have not changed.
Meanwhile, this chick is so batshit, you know. I mean, or excuse me, bat, you know what? Excuse me. But
so, whoops. Yeah, she.
Now he's bartending.
No, he's not.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So that's the fallout from Sydney Leathers this week.
This, you know, what's problematic about that?
Everything.
Her statement, everything. But she's a grown ass woman. She got lured into shit.
I had no choice.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she sought him out.
I don't know,
she?
And I don't think this is one of those like powerful men power dynamic situations. It's definitely an arm's length kind of transaction. It's Twitter. It's messaging pictures. It's whatever. So, shenanigans.
It makes me feel sad because, I mean, she's obviously grabbing for her 15 minutes here, but what a small 15 minutes. You know, this is just going to be over so
soon.
Like
a $10,000 15 minutes, though.
Yeah, $10,000. Yeah, but she has her whole life ahead of her now as the woman who made the hardcore masturbation video after texting Anthony Weiner. Like, that's it. That's what people are going to know about you.
Yeah, and Kim Kardashian, I mean, she disappeared right after making a sex tape with Ray J. I mean,
dear.
Oh, wait, no, she didn't.
Oh, you're
but Ray
right.
Ray J disappeared.
I underestimated our culture. She probably is going to create a reality empire.
Oh, God, there will be a reality. Someone will sign her up for a reality show.
You're right.
That's what's going to happen.
She'll be roomies with the braless reporter who just got fired.
Oh, it's entirely possible.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa. All right, first up in cooler tool, honesty. Ted, dishonesty, cool or tool?
To be honest, it is cool.
Becca.
Honesty is the best policy. It's cool.
Christiana.
She's a lawyer. She doesn't want to.
It's true.
Kidding.
Actually, no, my only lawyerly advice would be if you're ever in a situation where it matters, make sure you don't preface your statements with, in all honesty, or to be honest, because nothing makes people think you're being less honest than if you have to preface your statement with, if I'm being honest.
Because normally I'm not. I'm normally a huge liar.
No, it's just a thing. Like, people tend to believe you less, but if, no, honesty is cool.
It's the best policy, but sometimes a little white lie is really for the best. Or just keeping it to yourself.
I love those shoes, honey. Great dress.
So it's cool. For the most part. Yes, you were going to say something?
No, I wasn't, honestly.
Okay.
I honestly was not.
Oh, okay.
If I'm being honest.
Up next in Cooler Tool, Hello Flo. Becca.
I think it's cool.
Christiana.
Cool.
Ted.
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. It was cool.
Yeah, and you can steal the candy.
I would give you the candy if somebody sent me that box.
Oh.
There you go. Hey, all right. Yeah, order? It's cool.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Why? It shouldn't be this big, horrible mystery. Ooh, what's going on? Ooh. And finally, in cooler tools, Sydney Leathers. Christiana.
Tool.
Ted.
Oh, my God. Such a tool.
Becca.
Tool.
She is so cool. No, she's not. She's a She's the C word is what she is.
A chick who needs help.
That's right.
Sorry to say chick. That was sexist of me.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that. She's a lovely young woman.
Well, I don't know.
With a lot to offer. I guess.
$4,000
a new masturbation video on the internet.
Hardcore masturbation.
Sure. That's the whole thing. Yeah, softcore is like what you see in a motel where you never see anything below the waist.
Like Cinemax After Dark.
Yeah, that sort of thing. If you can see the sex organs, it's hardcore. That's I believe how they or insertion. Look, I know a lot about pornography.
Oh, I thought I knew something.
Have you studied, Nate?
I've studied a lot of pornography in my time.
As a professional DJ?
Yeah. It's part of the gig.
All right. Professionally trained radio DJ.
Yeah, you got to know these things. You got to know what's going on. You got to know when
to hold them.
And when to fold them. and most importantly, when to run.
As a public service to listeners, the Hello Flow offers 3 subscription plans.
Okay.
Mostly tampons, Tampax Pearl brand.
Oh, that's not my
with
brand.
With a handful of Always pads for overnight. And I think it's a little expensive. Like okay. It's $14, $16, or $18. And I think with coupons and stuff, you could shop that a lot cheaper.
Plus, that is not my brand at all. So no. It's not ecological.
It's not my brand either.
No. Sorry, HelloFlow. You're still cool.
Yeah. Most stuff like that, it's you're paying for the convenience of it. And right. It's like... Okay, whatever. So
I'll get that.
Anyway, so Oprah has sort of responded to the Ray Don Chong use of the N-word. TMZ reports that she has no tolerance for anyone who uses the N-word around her, no matter the color of their skin, saying, quote, "You cannot be my friend and use that word around me." Oprah, along with Forrest Whitaker, just spoke about race issues with Parade magazine. Does anybody read that? To promote the new movie, The Butler. During the interview, Oprah was asked about the N-word, which becomes extremely relevant in wake of the racial comments made by Ray Don Chong. As TMZ previously reported, she lashed out against Oprah and saying that she would have been a field N-word back in slave days. Oprah never mentions Ray in the interview, because why would you? But yep. Makes it clear she doesn't respect people that throw the word around. Quote, "It shows my age, but I feel strongly about the N-word. I always think of the millions of people who heard that as their last word as they were hanging from a tree."
Ooh. Wow, that's pretty much the best and only necessary quote you need for why that word shouldn't be used.
I think
by
you're
anybody.
Right.
I know.
By ever. Anybody.
No, I agree. Yeah. I totally agree.
Good that's job, the point. Oprah.
That is well done indeed.
She is good.
It was classy and it was to the point and yeah,
okay.
Good job, Oprah.
Yeah, and hopefully people will start listening. Of all races, please just stop it. Okay. There's no reason to.
Fine. And, I'm sorry.
Okay, Ted. Jesus. Brian Wilson, the beard from the San Francisco Giants a few years back.
Shave, Christ, yuck.
Oh, no, that's his.
No, it's disgusting.
That's his thing.
Christiana, have you moved past fearing the beard into disgusting, being disgusted by
Did
the
I
beard?
Did I fear it?
Well, everybody feared the beard.
That was the. That
I
was
never
the whole thing.
Feared the beard. I'm a Dodger fan.
Oh, well, you should be excited because that's where he's going.
I know. I just don't like the beard. It sucks so. I mean, just if you needed it for like a religious reason, then I support you having it. Otherwise, it just looks so ugh with your uniform, and baseball players shouldn't be all shaggy. It's disgusting.
How do you really feel? He's really pumped to go to the Dodgers. Let's see if we can take a listen to his comments. If not, I'll read them to you because I have them here. We'll see if the. Here we go. He's still got the beard.
He surely does.
Of course he does.
He has it in like a little ponytail now, kind of wrapped Ooh. Up at the bottom.
This is a thrill today to catch you.
Today, of all days,
now that you've signed with the Dodgers, this is exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
All of LA is buzzing about this. Can you feel the electricity?
I'm excited? Well, it's pretty hot out right now.
How do you feel?
Well, pretty big America fan.
Yeah,
he means the USA, not the band from the 70s. Yeah, he's still got the mohawk and the super long beard, and he's wearing a white tank top with an American flag down the front of it.
Looks like a Son of Anarchy might look.
Right now, was it an easy decision for you, being that it's your division rivals, basically the Giants?
I don't worry about rivalry, bro. I just play baseball. You know, if there's 30 teams out there and 29 teams don't want me.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Say I'm not going to play baseball?
No.
Yeah, you're going to go play baseball. Rivalries are for fans, not for players anymore. So, yeah, he's a Dodger. So, good for him. Kristen Stewart. Y'all know Kristen Stewart from the Twilight movies.
Yeah, yep.
I know of Kristen Stewart.
Uh-huh. She tore a paparazzo a new a-hole, dropping F-bombs and screaming. Well, let's take a listen.
You fuck off.
Because you're a piece of shit. You don't deserve to breathe the same air I do.
Who is a piece of shit?
You are, you fuckface.
Why are you saying that? So are you and Robert back together? Are you and Robert Pattinson back together? Are you dating one right now, Kristen? Hey, we're going to watch a movie, though.
So that was it.
Yeah.
Tough day out there.
But of course, we don't hear anything that happens before that. We don't know how long. She's like hiding behind a fence in this video. Like,
right. They're waiting outside for her to come out. And what's really weird is she's yelling from behind this thing and you don't see her. And there's this other poor woman out there who's probably her publicist or driver.
Did she cut her hair?
Yeah.
I can't see. Oh.
Like her handler or something. Yeah. I don't know. You can't tell. I mean, they could have antagonized her, said whatever for a really long time. And then, of course, the second she loses it, they're like, aha, cha-ching video.
And and of course, he's not from this country originally. So, you know, we don't trust him anyway. Even TMZ points out that she was pissed even before the camera rolled. But it's unclear what took place before the paparazzo started recording. So there you go.
I'm sure he was being nothing but sweet. And...
Listen, I love whatever you do. You come out here and we talk about things. Are you still dating Robert?
What accent is that?
That's
foreign.
Yes, foreign.
Foreign. Come on. I've never heard
come
a foreign
on.
Accent.
It sounded vaguely Swedish, maybe? I'm not really
I thought
sure.
It was Indian.
Yeah, it was closer to Indian.
Yeah,
it's some sort of,
Swedish
some sort of, could have been
that guy
Pakistani.
Sounded more Euro.
Oh.
Oh, I thought he sounded Asian.
No.
They all sounded like foreigners.
You know what he sounded like? He sounded like a foreigner.
Ah.
Like the band.
And not the band from the 70s, which is a really, really important distinction to make because they, nothing wrong with them, is we like to say.
They were as cold as ice. Oh, no, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
The lady they dated was.
Yes, but that was their ice. Song. Hey, everybody, it's time for Florida Corner.
Ooh, the worst corner in the world. It's not true.
Worse than less. Let's start with the ladies first.
Oh, ladies first.
That's right. A woman upset after being stopped for not wearing a seatbelt has a lot more to be mad about than just a traffic ticket. Frida N. Johnson, who's 50, was pulled over by Boynton Beach police on Wednesday afternoon last week because of a seatbelt violation. As the officer was printing the citation, she decided to take the matter into her own hands and called 911 to complain she was being ticketed. That's right. And then the dispatcher contacted the officer and informed him of the call. She admitted to the officer that she had used her cell phone to call 911. When he asked why, she told the officer she called the emergency number to complain about me writing her tickets.
Oh, God.
So was she just thinking 911 is how you get the police on the phone? Like,
It's a complaint line.
It's unclear. she was arrested and transported to the Palm Beach County Jail for misusing 911. And she was released early the next morning. So, good luck to you.
Not the best
her
choice.
Original offense was not wearing a seatbelt?
Yes.
And that got up to a night in jail.
Correct. Because she called 911.
What was she expecting? That, like, another police officer would show up and be like, I'm going to save you from getting this ticket. I can't imagine what outcome she wanted.
She just wanted, like, I want to talk to a manager and get this taken care of.
Your supervisor.
Yes, like it's a McDonald's.
Exactly.
Right.
That down to him. I'm going to go ahead and not try and get into her mind.
Yeah.
Now, on the other side of the gender block, a Gainesville man was arrested for driving without a license. He got into more trouble at the jail when police say he urinated on an x-ray machine and a detention officer.
Must be a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Raymond E.
Lawhorn,
34, was driving east around 10:30 p.m. Sunday night when an officer saw him hit the curb with his right front tire, which I didn't know they could pull you in for. Apparently, though, then he tried to turn left but was blocked by a median. He turned north and nearly struck a marked police vehicle. Well, that'll do it.
Okay.
They stopped him. He told officers that he does not have a valid driver's license, and it had been permanently revoked. He was taken to the Alachua County Jail, where police say he began urinating on the floor, the x-ray machine, and an officer.
Oh, God.
He refused to put his hands behind his back, to be handcuffed, and was taken to the ground. He's being held on $10,000 bond on charges of battery of a detention staff, resisting arrest without violence, and driving while license revoked.
Isn't peeing on something some kind of crime?
I believe that was the resisting part. I don't know.
I have to say, I'm kind of, there's something a little bit impressive about that, because I don't think I could just like pee in front of people as an act of aggression. Like, wouldn't you be a little shy about just like, aha, this is going to happen in this stressful situation? I don't know.
Maybe he was drunk.
Yeah, I'm guessing that probably had something to do with it. And you know what? If you've been to enough stadiums where there's a trough and you're a guy, it's really not an issue.
That's true. Maybe.
You get past it.
Mm. Like one time.
One of our secret powers.
This is the Becca Way Too Much Information show.
Nice.
But one time when I was in, I had to go to the doctor and get this test done where they were looking like through x-rays at like my bladder. And so I had to like pee on an x-ray table. Like, I was covered, but, like, for the doctors, for the test, and they were, like, going, okay, pee, okay, stop, okay, pee, okay, stop.
Oh, wow. I couldn't do that.
And it was so hard, like, when there's, like, technicians in the room and stuff, and I'm under blankets and everything, but it's, like, when people are just looking at you, like, okay, go pee now, like, it was so difficult to make that happen. So I'm just thinking, like, if I was in a police
and then to stop
room, yeah, like, some for the x-ray machine, some for the guy, some for the, I gotta turn around over here now and get this. I don't know. Well, how do people do that?
I'm guessing he was just, you know, spraying indiscriminately, so to speak.
Yeah.
But, man, if you can stop and start like that, you must have a really strong prostate.
That's been the secret.
It's an anatomy joke.
I get it.
So only one person in this room has given birth. That would be you, Christiana.
Yeah, that's me.
How large was baby T when she came out?
She was 6 pounds, 14.9 ounces. Pretty much the same weight I was. Trivia fact.
There you go. Well,
go ahead and say the headline for the story, and let me tell you why I don't like it.
Okay. Jazlene, the giant baby. Mother gives birth to girl weighing 13 pounds, 4 ounces without a C-section.
Yes. And then everyone's like, look at the fat baby. That's gestational diabetes. It's neither funny nor something to high five or comment about. It's terrible. The baby is sick. The mother was sick. It's awful.
Mm-hmm. Did it even say that in the article? I feel like I read this
article. It may have towards the bottom. I can't. Some of the articles did mention, some didn't. But anytime you see a baby that looks morbidly obese at birth, it's gestational diabetes, and it's not a good thing. And it's not like a natural, like, wow, what a big baby. That's just not it. And yeah, it's like a medical condition, a serious medical condition.
It does say that in the article. Doctors,
but it's always a footnote. People are just like, that baby.
That's true.
Well, yeah, that's what people are going for. She is Germany's heaviest baby, beating a 13-pound boy called Jihad. Seriously, someone named their boy Jihad in November of 2011.
But it's not, I mean, it's...
Oh, geez.
It's a sick baby. It'd be like...
I'm looking at the comments. There's no excuse for the doctor to allow this baby to become so large, says someone who didn't read the
article. Don't read comments.
Well, it's... here's
the good news. She's doing well.
She should have been diagnosed as having... Maybe she was treated as high risk. I don't know.
She's doing well, but remains in neonatal intensive care at Leipzig University Hospital while doctors monitor. So
I did not push my 6-pound baby out through normal channels. I was gutted like a fish, and the baby was extracted from my uterus.
Yeah, and the Daily Mail article does have a very, it mentions it in the article, and then below there's a breakout. What is gestational diabetes and how does it affect babies? So, and it's a very long thing. It goes through the whole thing.
Just too far down for people to get past the picture in the headline.
Yeah, but it's way above the comments.
Oh, I'm with you, but I'm just saying, you know.
Well, I have seen the coverage in more than the just.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So. Oh, no, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying that people who comment on say, well, what if that baby, just don't bother to read that information.
It's true. So, yeah, born last week, gave birth naturally, and undiagnosed.
Yeah, if you have the appropriate prenatal care, there's a point in your pregnancy where you undergo gestational diabetes testing, which involves... not eating anything, going to a lab or your doctor's office, drinking like the world's worst fruit punch. It's basically just sugar water, like a massive amount of sugar water, which apparently makes a lot of people vomit. I didn't get sick from it, although it wasn't great. You have to wait another 3 hours in the office. You cannot leave. You can't go anywhere just in case you like sneak a snack and mess up the test. And you have to wait there and then get your blood sugars tested before and after to see if you're...
At what point do you have to pee on the x-ray table?
Ah.
Oh, that's something different.
God, I would never be able to do that. I salute you.
No, it was totally crazy.
I can't pee
at,
like,
crazy.
When we're in the river or something and everyone pees in the river. I can't pee in the river. Like, I guess I was toilet trained very well. So I just can't do it.
Or very strictly, one or the other.
I guess so. I don't know.
So not that my mom always listens to the show, but I was a 9-pound, 1-ounce baby, and my mom delivered naturally. So go, mom.
Yeah.
Good job. I was, like, pretty... I don't know. I'm no 13-pound baby, but it's still a pretty big baby.
It's
so
a big baby. I have friends who've delivered 10-pound babies and friends who've delivered 4-pound babies, and none of them said it was awesome.
Right. Right.
Huh. It's still, even 4 pounds is a mighty big object.
I could see that.
Through a mighty small space.
Yeah, normally. Hey, do you guys know who Piolín is?
Yeah, I'm from LA.
The radio
star? I do not.
He is a Spanish radio icon. He's been accused of sexually harassing his co-star.
Oh, I read this.
Yeah, he's, if you live in Sacramento, especially if you've
or
driven...
anywhere in California, yeah, the bumper stickers are everywhere.
The bumper stickers, billboards, mm-hmm. Like especially in South Sac, there are billboards all over the place. His name is Eddie Sotelo. He's known as Piolín. He's perhaps the biggest star on Spanish radio. He's been yanked off the air in wake of a sexual harassment allegations. The accuser is a popular performer on his show. The man behind the allegations, Alberto Beto Cortez, was a writer, producer, and performer on the Piolín Por La Mañana show, which aired in 50 stations across the country. According to the LA Times, Beto claims his boss, Piolín, had been physically, sexually, and emotionally harassing him for 3 years. While it doesn't appear that Beto has filed a lawsuit, he has made several allegations and a letter to Piolín's bosses at Univision. In the letter, he claims that Piolín would grab his ass and genitals and would arrive to the Glendale office when he would arrive at the Glendale office in the mornings. He also claims Piolín would berate him with homophobic slurs, even though Beto is straight and has a girlfriend. This makes no sense.
Not really.
Piolín is adamantly denying the claims. And in fact, in an update on TMZ, he is claiming that this guy has been quite nutty for several years. So
nutty.
Good luck to Piolín.
Or good luck to the guy fighting against
whoever,
who knows.
Whoever is in the right and in the wrong here, you know.
Good luck to one and fuck you to the other.
Exactly. We don't know who. we might follow up. I don't really know.
Both of them.
So wait, Nate, did you just do that professionally trained radio DJ thing where when you got to the Latin word, you said it with like a certain Latin flair?
Univision.
No, I think.
Oh, he put the Spanish flair on it. So yeah.
I did.
Mexican.
Yeah. No.
Univision.
Univision.
That's like Spain Spanish and not Mexican Spanish.
The only place that.
Beto.
That probably. So I mispronounced some. Just to be, you know, American.
That's okay.
To be American. And really, the only place where it matters, Spanish or Mexican, is New Mexico. Because there, it's apparently a really big deal.
Really?
Yeah, because they've got a huge influx of people from Spain who bristle at the thought of being confused with someone from Mexico.
That's like old-timey Euro versus indigenous peoples.
Well, and
angst,
it's,
right?
Yeah, and I'm from my understanding, it's also the same if you call someone from, say, Ecuador or Mexican, there's upset over that, too.
We've all seen Clueless, right? I'm not a Mexican.
Yes.
No? Anybody?
I've seen Clueless.
Lucy's from El Salvador.
But we have to take a New Mexico tangent right now to let everybody know that they put new episodes of Breaking Bad on Netflix.
Yay.
So if you're a year behind, like Ted and I are, get ready.
For some water cooler chat a year after the fact.
But not at all related to New Mexico, but related to streaming content. Hulu took off The Americans. Thanks, Hulu. Now I'm canceling my subscription.
Hulu Plus?
Yeah.
Oh.
They didn't say anything. It's just gone. Now I have to like... I could get it on Amazon streaming, but I have to pay for it.
I was going
to
ask about Amazon if
it's
available.
But I don't want to pay $30 for it. I wanted to pay $8 a month over maybe 3 months.
But if you did go on to Amazon, would there be any benefits for anyone?
You know, I think if you're going to go to Amazon, the best thing to do is to start at our site. It's like a baby step. You go to NateDarlingShow.com, you click the Shop Amazon tab, and then... It's like putting on a condom before sex. You're protecting everybody, and it's a huge benefit.
And if you're out of condoms, you can probably order those on Amazon, too.
You can.
Tampons.
Yep, anything you want.
Hey, congratulations, Washington Post. You have a new owner, and that owner is the same guy who started Amazon.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story.
So, yeah.
All the Amazon I can come
up with. You could go on Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com and put together your own Hello Flow box with all the stuff you like.
Oh, like, the brands you want.
Hmm? For cheaper, probably.
Yes.
Absolutely. Delivered right to your door, just like that. And if you're a Prime member, it's 2-day shipping free.
Ooh.
Which is really cool. And they've got things like, you know, like old-timey candy that you had when you were a kid, but they don't make anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody still makes it, and you can get it. And that's one of the places you can get it. So
it's just as toxic as you remember.
Aww.
Is that true? I don't know.
It probably, it's, you know, it's not going to be the same, because when you're a little kid, your taste buds are just so little kid-like.
Stupid.
It's true.
It's true.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
I am so excited about this one. I purposely didn't click on the link in our show prep because the headline tickled me so much I wanted to be surprised by the article. I'm really excited.
We go now to the state of Maine. The headline, year after Aroostook County dwarf goat's viral video, buttermilk still in the spotlight.
Yay!
And I guarantee you, you've seen the video. It's a tiny dwarf goat playing, just running around and playing with other goats. Except this, all the other goats are sort of mellow, and this goat is like bouncing around and like uses one to like jump on and push off of and knocks it over.
Oh, yeah, I have seen this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're watching it now.
Oh, man. You could like put some great sound effects in this. It'd be a fantastic video. Boing, boing.
Oh.
Dateline Holton, Maine, just over a year ago. A still-giggling Catherine Harnish posted a video online of the exploits of some of her Nigerian dwarf goats scampering and playing together in the yard. The stage was Took a Leap Farm in Holton, a small goat dairy farm and state-licensed creamery, which Harnish operates with her husband, Rob Lawless. And the star of the show was Buttermilk, their then-boisterous five-week-old dwarf goat. As the other goats look on in the minute-long video, the tiny caramel-colored goat with vanilla patches on her head and body bleats happily as she jumps over some of her goat friends and even kicks over a black goat while running in circles. Both owners thought their friends would get a kick out of it.
And then she poops.
Oh, my God. Like she jumps on one, then leaps off, and it falls over. See, so sad.
Listen to how much Ted's enjoying it. Little really do they know, 1 year later, the video would have been featured on numerous TV shows and a podcast and inspired a video game. It's
what?
Now, yeah, a video game.
I want to play it.
Yeah, take that critical hit. It's now closing in on 10 million views on YouTube. I don't know why I said
what?
That. Sorry, Nick. That just continues to amaze us, Harnish said Thursday evening from Took a Leap Farm. When we first posted the video, it attracted the attention of the Today Show. Because, yeah, it's hard to get on that without
that
getting
goat,
fired.
That black goat down twice.
We expected it to die down after a couple weeks, but it's slowed down a bit. But that's really not happened. There are approximately 30 adult goats, 30 baby dwarf goats on the farm, 18 of which are milked to create a variety of soft cheeses sold during the May to December milking season.
Those goats look happy. Would you eat their cheese? No?
Oh, no, that's okay. I'll just enjoy the video.
So, yeah, it's all over the place.
I want to see the video game where you have to hop around and knock over other goats. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's such a serious story that I decided not to read it in my Maine accent. Sorry.
I think that's like the most legit small town news story we've ever had. Like that's actually big town news.
Little goat makes good fake. I don't know.
I believe the headline I saw was Goat Relishes Spotlight. And
yes.
I was like, this is going to be awesome. No.
How can you not love that?
If you don't love it, you have no soul.
Nate, did you ever have any goats growing up?
Nope, strictly dairy cattle.
Buttermilk.
But baby animals are cute.
That's right. Even when they knock over other animals.
Oh, that's the best. And because a lot of it is just like jumping and clearing them, except for the one black goat that he jumps on and pushes off.
So I've always excited. Wanted a goat.
Oh.
I'm sure listening to it is just as good as watching it.
Oh, God, yeah.
I think so. That's
it's hilarious.
Delightful.
So, yeah, Buttermilk the goat.
Yay.
So, go ahead and enjoy that one, if you will.
You better.
Yeah.
Yeah, know.
You should.
You really should.
You really should. It's awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. We hope you all have a great one. We'll be back with a new show for you on Friday. Mwah. More fun and shenanigans to come.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's right. We'll leave you with some Pat Benatar and hit me with your best shot. Bye then.
Bye.
That's okay.
hit me with